Five candidates for state office appeared on a legislative panel hosted by Southeast Conference during that organization's annual meeting in Petersburg. They aren't all the candidates running for office in the region. The candidates were asked what they saw as the right balance of new revenues for the state. Ketchikan State Representative Dan Ortez, an independent who caucused with the House minority, called it a travesty that the legislature didn't come up with a fiscal plan. Ortez thought the legislature would have to start voting on revenue measures this session.
We're going to have to look at permanent fund earnings as a source of revenue, at least in the short term, for our operating budget, which means we need to restructure the permanent fund. But in doing so, I honestly believe that that's the best hope that we have of preserving a permanent fund dividend into the future.
Ortez also thought the best of some bad alternatives is an income tax and said he'd prefer that over a sales tax. He thought the state would have to look for other revenue and also continue to cut spending. One of Ortez's opponents for the House District 36 seat, Ketchikan Republican Bob Sievertson, did not put too much stock in an income tax.
Prosperity isn't gauged at how well the bureaucracy is doing it, but it's private business. We need to get out of the way. We're going to have to use our natural resources as a big part of this long term. We talk about an income tax, and when you look at 43% of the state will pay that, it'll raise approximately $330 million. We don't know what it'll cost to administrate it yet. When you're talking about over a $3 billion hole, $330 million doesn't get it done.
Sievertson thought it would be a multi-year process to fix the budget. Constitution Party candidate Kenneth Shaw is also running for that House seat representing Ketchikan and Wrangell. Another candidate for state House, Sitka Republican Sheila Finkenbinder, is seeking the District 35 seat representing Sitka, Petersburg, and most of Prince of Wales Island and a number of smaller villages.
Being a brand new candidate here, it's a little early for me to be speaking very intelligently about sources of revenue, but like Mr. Ortez, I've been listening to my constituents, or not yet constituents, voters. When we're talking about taxes, they are preferring an income tax if it comes to that, over a sales tax. People talk about the education tax that they used to pay and the income tax that people used to pay here. I've also heard ideas such as the fish box tax for charter guided and unguided charter fishermen that take a lot of fish out of this state.
Finkenbinder also thought the state would have to restructure the permanent fund and promote new business to bring in more money to Alaska. Finkenbinder is challenging incumbent Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins for that seat. He had a prior engagement and did not appear at the legislative panel. Juneau Democrat Sam Keto III told the gathering that the legislature would not be able to make significant reductions in spending for some of the largest pieces of the state budget without significant negative impacts to the state's economy. He suggested capping the permanent fund dividend and using the fund's earnings would help cover a big part of the state's budget deficit.
What the governor has put forward puts a lot of components and tools on the table that we can use in the legislature to figure out how we're going to identify or divide up that revenue stream so that we can have a real discussion about what our state's going to look like in 5 or 10 years. And if we don't do something this year, I think most people have said, and I agree, that we end up in a situation where we could very well send our state's economy into a recession.
Keto is running to keep his seat representing Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. Haines Libertarian candidate Bill McCord plans to run a write-in campaign to challenge for that seat. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman is running to keep his seat. Stedman thought the legislature would have to scale back state spending.
And if we don't do that and just plug the hole with this tax, that tax, or the next guy's tax, all we're going to do is be right back in the same boat in 2 or 3 years. So you'll see more budget reductions coming over the next 2, 3 years or so, and they're going to be relatively painful because the easy cuts have already been done.
Stedman represents most of southern and central southeast Alaska. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott ended his keynote speech to Southeast Conference with the belief that state government would have to make necessary changes.
I believe the 2017 legislature will do what it must because the alternatives are too draconian to consider.
Governor Walker last year proposed a wide array of budget cuts and new revenue sources to make up for a deficit of over $4 billion. The legislature did not enact any of Walker's revenue proposals, but did cut state spending. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.